Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, y'all. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Peace and love to you. Peace be unto you. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. However you speak the language. Good morning to you all. Excuse me. Good morning to you all on February 2nd, 2022. And we're going to get to it today. Got a few discussions to get into. Got a few readings to take today. We're going to get into a few things about this, just working together in the community. We're going to talk about some rights to travel. We're going to look at some ID requirements and see what the ID requirements. And then, you know, give some suggestions of what to look up for. You know, to understand them, if you got a right to travel or drive, and what's the difference between driving a motor vehicle and traveling in a private automobile. So there is a difference. You know, that's what we're going to get into, some of those things. Y'all all right out there? We're on the morning drip, Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bay. I'm still percolating and getting my tea in me. Yeah, we usually let that music roll a little bit. I just want to get myself situated here this morning. We're going to definitely go get into it. Let's see. Okay. So it's been a lot going on. Let me click this off. It's been a lot going on with the right to travel. I know y'all been seeing that out there. I know y'all been seeing people getting pulled over, people waving flags, people being irate, yelling at the police officers, the policy enforcers, and all kinds of stuff going on, making it perilous, dangerous times. It's already been that. So I looked at a lot of videos, a lot of YouTubes, and I saw a lot of people what they call failed right to travel attempts. And when I looked at those clips, of course, that's what they're going to publish and put out there. But each one of them that I looked at, I just stopped looking at them, listening to them, because each one of them that they pulled over and that they was reporting is just some bogus people who are trying to go out there and see, hey, let me see if this works. And they're recording themselves, and they're getting blamed, or they just don't know what they're doing. Because I'm listening to their language. They can articulate themselves. They don't know what they're talking about. It's like they're searching and fishing. And it's real simple. So that's what we're going to look at. Look at that. You got to go into, like, the DMV code, like the Department of Transportation. You got to look at their website. And go in there. Let's go over here. You got to go into those sites and look at the code. So I have pulled up one for the Department of Transportation, and it had ID requirements because see, I travel with three forms of identification. I don't drive. I don't drive for hire. I don't for rent. Nothing. I don't do none of it. I don't drive a motor vehicle. Okay, I don't have a motor in my car. I have an engine in my car. You see, now I'm in my private automobile. So you got to understand what the DMV is, Department of Motor Vehicles, okay? It's semantics. You can get into a tomato, tomato if you want to, but you got to get out of the Webster's Dictionary thinking, and you got to get into Black law. It's a legal thinking because everything over here is by legal contract. Everything, okay, by legal contract. So whether you apply online or in person, it's by legal contract, implied or expressed contract. Okay, so the Department of Motor Vehicle is a commercial agency. Okay, they regulating commerce. So they charge a fee. They got codes. They got a code book that regulates the governance of commerce. I don't care if you're a taxi driver. I don't care if you're Uber, Lyft. I don't care what you do. If you're a truck driver, that's commercial. That's what the Department of Motor Vehicle is for. Okay. Now, what about private? Because you believe that you have to get this license, you need this license to drive. But I challenge that thought. I challenge that thought based off of this. Do a person walking down the street, do they pull them over and say, hey, where are you going? Do you have a license? Do a person riding a skateboard, do they pull them over and say, hey, where's your license for the skateboard? Do a person riding a bicycle, do they pull them over and say, hey, do you got a license to operate? They going to the same place that I'm going to. They going to do the same thing that I'm doing. They not for hire. They don't have to be licensed, do they? Well, what makes you have to be licensed to be on the roadway? Somewhere you have agreed and implied or expressed contract with somebody that says you agree to the terms. You agree to put on your seatbelt. Who are you harming by not putting on your seatbelt? Who could you harm? You could harm somebody. You could harm yourself. That's a coulda, woulda, shoulda. Who have you harmed? Who have you injured? You got the right to face your accuser, right? The corporation can't accuse you because it's a fiction, right? You just have employees and agents to represent it, but you can't harm it. You can throw a brick at it all day. All right? So we just have an understanding that these departments, these agencies that you think are what you call government, trained, educated to believe that this is what it is. Be black, pay taxes, and die. That's what you believe. Okay? So if you go into the Department of Transportation or the Department of DMV, and let's say you want to get an ID. Let's say you want to get a license or ID. So you would go in there and check what is the requirement. And when you go in there and check what the requirement, they're going to have a place that shows you what is the required identification. See, you think that this license that you got, this ID that you got from them, from the Department of Motor Vehicles, you think that that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, and on the Bible. That's what you believe. But it's not, because if you go read their own codes, you will clearly see that it says otherwise. So three forms, let's say they got a primary ID, all right, or a primary document. So that would be what you've been taught to believe. Okay, that'd be the one you've been getting from the state and all that. Then they have a secondary category for secondary ID or documents. Right? All right. So that'll be some whatever's in the secondary category. That would be like your birth certificate. Okay. Then they got a third category. Okay? And this is when you don't have the first and second. We get hit over here to this third option, right? Now, that's where each one has a different category, a list of what they consider identification. And you go see that the farther you go down this list, the farther you get away from what you believe is the truth, because the list will clearly tell you. Okay, if you don't have the first primary ID, then you can have two secondary IDs. It's going to tell you what the list of secondary IDs. And then when you get to the third category, it'll say if you don't have the two secondary IDs, then you can have one of these, and one from the secondary list and one from the third list. And then you go look and be like, oh, I could travel with a birth certificate. Oh, I could travel with a birth certificate and my Social Security card, and that's considered identification, valid identification. Another good thing for traveling with that birth certificate, shoot, if you get took into jail, you got your bond in your hand. If you only knew. Yeah, you got your bond in your hand. You got the bond to the case right there. You could surrender that person and let them go on and release that property, which is you. You could surrender that person right there to the judge. That should be your first call. Fuck a bond, man. He go bond off of you. That go your bond right there. Travel with that. That's a travel document. People be missing the understanding of, oh, get it authenticated. Yeah, full faith and credit. Yeah, get it authenticated, full faith and credit. That's a travel document. That's when you travel. That's going to authenticate who you are. Yeah, it's backed by full faith and credit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got full faith and credit off of who you are. But it's your travel document. So, yeah, travel with that. If you're looking for passports and all kind of stuff, you got travel documents with you. So understanding that. So, right, so you got primary, you got your secondary, and then you got your last option, your option. You know, each one got a list. And when you go down the list, like I said, I'm not going to do the research all for you. I'm doing it for myself, but I'm giving it to you. You got to go into the Department of Transportation or DMV and look for the ID requirements and see what's the requirement for ID. And then you would see. They got all kinds of stuff in there for ID, passport, a certificate degree of Indian blood. All kinds of different stuff, birth certificate. Yeah, cert original certified birth certificate. There's so many things on the list. Indian. the list is extensive. The different documents that you can travel with other than what you've been taught to believe. So, with that, then you have to go in and just check and see. Well, what is traveling? I just gave it to you what the Department of Motor Vehicle is. It's for commercial. It tells you right there. It's a commercial. It's a commercial license. Okay, you're traveling in your automobile, and you're getting pulled over, and they're asking you for a license and registration. They first thing they think everybody is registered with them, because for one, if your plates say that you that, then they believe anyway that you should know the codes. But you could be traveling from somewhere. You could be, man, it's foreigners. We foreigners around here to each other. So just because you're in a car with a plate on it, that don't give them jurisdiction to you. So, but that gives them jurisdiction to try to pull you over. So then from that point, then you got to know how to talk to them and let them know who you are and who you're not. Yeah, I mean, even if you have that state ID with you, you're going to have to start finding a way to void that out or know how to talk and get you a different form of identification that doesn't give jurisdiction and know how to talk to them. Don't give them jurisdiction with the talk and let them know you're traveling. You're not in the practice of commercial enterprising at the moment, because you do got a license, which you saying that that's what you do. See, you're licensed to drive commercially, but you're just driving around, smoking and drinking, ain't even thinking. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to go to our website. Check us out at LegalEmpowerment Group 101.com, and check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, too. We got a lot of do-it-yourself e-books there. And don't forget to go to the donation site and take Finance Uplift the Nation. You know, we got chapters in California and Texas, but we got trucks out there. We got a lot of trucks in California and one truck in Texas, and they be moving and grooving. Anybody who got donations, we coming to pick it up, and we be hitting the corporations, getting stuff from the corporations to pass out to the hoods. And we got pictures up on our site, and they show you. As they know, I'm cutting, pasting, and copy pasted. That's us out there on the ground, beating the ground down like Godzilla with our boots, getting to the hoods near you. Hood to hood with the food. And that is our website is health.info. The word health, like healthcare, you got to spell it with the H-. You got to put the dash between each word. H-E-A-L-T-H.info. Health.info for the donation. You could do it one time, weekly, monthly, whatever. You could do it discreet. You know, you could do it openly. We totally tax deductible 501c3. Yes. So we got the NFT tokens and the coin. We got the S Gala and the Super Coin. Go to supernaturalgalleries.com and you can catch us there. You need some feminine hygiene products. We got you on that, too. You can catch Miss Taybay, her product line, at queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net. And then you can go over to queenkitty at Instagram, too. So, yeah, check that out. Fellas, go get your girls. Go get you some girls some of that. If you got an old car, go get your girls some of that tightening gel. Whoop. Yeah, there it is. It's really right. Definitely effective. So, yeah. Private automobile. I be listening to the conversations that people's talking to the policy enforcers. Remember, their duty is the police, the people who break the codes and the statutes, the people, the persons, the artificial persons. See, they're just there to extract revenue. They're revenue raising. You got to understand that's their job. You think they're harassing, they revenue raising. And you ain't in your proper status. They can get funds off revenue off you all day. You're the number one source of revenue. You are running around here a mutt, no registration. Yeah, you running around here nationless. They just get all kinds of fees off of you. The number one spender, the number one in the penal system, man, getting all the bonded money off the Negro, the black, the colored, the African American. See, And then we holding on to these dads because we don't understand birthrights. See, we don't understand pedigree, blood lineage. Man, you're doing your family a disservice if we're not going into the archives and finding out who you are. Because it's an illustrious history here in this hemisphere. It is. Prior to colonization, European invasion, conquest, murder, theft, and rapine. Yeah, prior to that, it's illustrious. And it's going to be illustrious once again. You see everybody's waking up. But you got to start doing the research because it's an injustice. So all our ancestors' blood just soaked in the soil. We at home. Martin Luther King told us that. So many of them. Martin Luther King stood from the mountaintop and told, he took one for us. Man, honors. Man, praise Allah for Martin Luther King. Yeah, hell. Yeah, praise. Man, honors to that brother. That brother stood up. Man, he let us know we at home. The Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. And took your name and called you. All you got to do is follow the census. See what they did with the census. I just read the other day the Racial Integrity Act of 1924, and then how they was misclassifying people. What Virginia was classifying people as colors, blacks. I mean, what they classified as colored with one drop of Negro blood. People and wiping your history out. Because you got a lesser history. You're the heirs apparent. We are the heirs apparent to this land. We are Joseph. Yeah, y'all don't understand that. Look at us. Look at how in our darkness we're sold and prostituted to the world as all beautiful and glorious. But we're doing bad as a whole over here. Ain't that something? But our culture is sold to the world. But is it our culture? See, that's the thing. That's what we're talking about here. Is it really our culture? No, it's not your culture. If you don't own it, if you don't own the copyrights to it, if it ain't patented by you, it's copyrighted by the good U.S. of A. Yeah, it is. That's a corporate banner. It's flying in the 50 states and the territories. Yeah, it's flying in all the possessions of the U.S. Yeah, that's everything you do is accolades go to that. It doesn't go to your nation, to your people. So it's a disservice to your ancestors. So who are the Indians? It can be. If they calling somebody Indians, then no disrespect to anybody, but this is not India. Come on, y'all, use your sense. If you calling somebody Indian, then that means his homeland is his original homeland. It's from India if you calling a person an Indian. That's what it means. Tell y'all that. Sorry to break the news to you like that. That's what it means. Your landmass names you. You name your landmass after yourself. Okay, so, I mean, come on now. German Shepherds, we talk about it. How many of y'all been to Germany? But how many of y'all seen a German Shepherd? What did you call it when you seen it? No matter where you was at, did you call it anything other than a German Shepherd? You called it a German Shepherd, didn't you? So understanding pedigree, bloodline, like it's a science to breeding. It's a science to breeding. Look at it. They don't just breed, you know, dog. You can't sell mutts. Mutts is not, you call, man, you don't make up good money in selling mutts. You can make money in selling bloodline with papers. The mom and the daddy come from a bloodline. Pedigree, horse breeding, science of plants. You know, it's just like, man, it's not. We the only one that's just, we like animals. We just, whew. Man, we just going. And listen, even animals know that they going to procreate. We just having sex and it's, uh-oh, oops. Oh, baby's on the way. Yeah, the animals go in for that reason, to procreate. That's how that go. Okay, so let's go to this birthright. So on the ID requirements, you got to send, you got to have three. So why I say three? Because they have a primary one. It's best to travel with three. Why? Okay, so I travel with a national ID, and not with their symbols on. I drive a national ID. I travel with a student ID, right? And I travel with a travel card, right to travel, or travel card. That's what we call it. That's what I travel with. So, if I do decide to hand something to you, because I don't have no problems with that, but that's, remember, this is my private property. My card, my international card, my student ID, and my travel card, that's my private property. So you got to be careful who you hand it over your private property to. Okay? Remember that. You don't have to be struggling and fighting with somebody to get back your private property. Remember that. So, show you something. You know, I don't have to give it to you. So, I have three. Pull this out right here. we'll get into this. So, okay, so my national ID, it has my appellation, which is the hook card, the, what y'all call the name that the person goes by, it's the appellation, born date, the national domicile, and which is North America. Y'all have residence on yours. Yours is a residence. Mine say born date. Okay, yours say birth, okay? Mine say natural person in full life. Yours will say black. Okay? Mine says national domicile instead of national domicile, North America. It says race, human. Ancestral estate, North, South, Central, Amexum, Africa, America. Why does it say North, South, Central? My ancestral state is my ancestral estate is North, South, Central. Then it has a comma. Then it has Amexum slash Africa slash America. Why are those three slash like that? That must mean that there is one. Because they carry it because it goes Amexum slash Africa slash America, meaning that it started out Amexum, then it was called Africa, now it's called America, are all intertwined. Okay, mailing location, then I got a thumbprint, and then I have all my rights reserved and retained on there. Then I have certain codes that's dealing with. See, I don't have time to be arguing and fussing and fighting. I don't got time to be causing disharmony. I'm here to civilize, teach, and train. And you know, sometimes you have to teach them people. Sometimes them people want to be educated. Sometimes they think they go just run into fools or they had experiences with fools. So you just got to be able to articulate yourself because once they done ran into a fool and if they allow the fool to walk away, see, you don't see the ones they let the fools walk away to just act up because they know it. They know. The prophet said, don't be flashing your cards at a European. It causes confusion because they don't know. And the ones who do know ain't going to tell. So you got to just be able to speak the language. It's a code. You got to be able to speak the language, know your degree, speak the language, and go on about your business, have a nice day. Because believe me, they got plenty of people that they could pull over, harass, and mess with, including blacks. Believe me, once you come home and know who you are, know yourself, you'll see people not going to harass you for what you think is your color of skin. They'll harass you for being black. But when they know you know who you are, it'll be have a nice day. It'll be neutral. The handshake, friendship, the treaty of peace and friendship. That's what you would get. You would get the extension, the hand extension. All right? So that's what this is about. So national identification card with the thumbprint, with all the codes on there. To keep them bound by their oaths. It's on the back, it says all officers, departments, agents, employees, personal and assigned, etc., are bound by oath to uphold and support the Constitution for the United States Republic, North America. All statutes, codes, rules, contracts, et al., repugnant to the Constitution, are void ab initio, they don't count, pursuant to nature's law, divine law, and affirmed by Article 6 of the Constitution. Then it got codes on the front for them. And then my right to travel card, oh, my goodness. They got the Constitution codes on there for them. Keep them about, hey, the right to travel. Remember, y'all vowed to uphold the Constitution. The right to travel, the right to mode of conveyance, the right to locomotion are all absolute rights. Listen to what it says, the right to travel, and it said drive, the right to mode of conveyance, the right to locomotion are all absolute rights. And the police cannot make void the exercise of rights. State versus Armstead. 60, S-778, 779, and 781. Supreme Court cases. Says the bearer of this card exercise his or her unalienable right to travel over land, air, sea, national, international. I think I have all my personal liberties, the rights, and the stuff that holds them bound. Traffic infraction, not a crime, not the case. State shall convert a liberty into a privilege, license it, and attach it to a fee to it. Murdoch versus Penn. Speeding, driving without a license, wrong plates or no plates, no registration, no tags, etc., have been held to be non-arrestable offenses. So what do you care if somebody go pull you over and give you this bogus ticket? Because I know how to get rid of the tickets. That's another thing you got to know. That's not Article 3 courts. traffic, all that stuff is bogus. It's not constitutional. So if they bound by the Constitution, if you bound by the Constitution, why are you stopping me and giving me a ticket that's unconstitutional? Yeah, because the court you're going to and everything you just tied to it is unconstitutional. It's not Article 3. So are you upholding your office right now, or are you in violation of your office? So you just got to know how to turn it on them and talk to them. So you feel me? That's how that goes. Yeah, you turn it around on them. Yeah, they in violation of their open office for administering you a ticket. Yeah, you already told them you're private and you got the right to travel. And you keep insisting that I'm in a vehicle, in a medical vehicle, and that I need to have a license registration. Now you're trampling on my rights. Now you're voiding out your constitution, which says you got the right to contract. You got the right to contract. Hold on, let me get my other. There you go, right here. Yeah, so you got to bound them to this constitution. Yeah. No laws impairing the obligation of contracts. Yeah, you can't tell me that I gotta have a license when I got the right to travel. And I'm not in a motor vehicle. I'm in my private automobile, and that's why you don't have no plate on there. For what? Well, that's all I'm thinking about to say. This is a private automobile. This belongs to my family estate. Yeah, we got our own plates on here. Everybody's not under the same system of government and jurisdiction. That's why you got to come out of her or partake of her way. And my last one is my student identification card. Now, my national ID card has a mailing location with the B-Day human, you know, the fingerprint part is deep, all right, because that's the authorization. That's like, that's your signature. And then it has my right to travel has a mailing location with a picture. All three of them have a picture. And then the student ID has the picture with the height, weight, hair, and eye. You know, all that. So I got three forms. There's no way that I can show you who I am. Now you out of pocket. Anything you do from that point on, now you get out of pocket. I got three forms. I can set them up here in the dashboard in clear view so you can look down. You can look down in the window and look at them. You know what I'm talking about? You can put them in a folder and put them up in your window. Have your window up. You don't have to let your window all the way down. Have your window cracked and put up your window where he can see and look while you're talking to him. Mm-hmm. One with a picture of the front of them, and then one with a picture of the back of them so they can see it. All rights retained. You can put a sticker on your car. You know, this not for hire. Yeah. You know, different things that you could put on there, I mean, to put people on notice. Okay? You do got the right to travel, man. But if you want to engage in commerce, you got the right to. Can't nobody stop you from contracting. You got the right to contract. You contracted with the DMV. You went down to DMV and you thought, I got to get my L's. I need L's to drive. That's what you thought. And you do need L's to drive. If you're driving, according to the code, you need L's. But if you're traveling, you got the right to travel. You got the right to locomotion, the right to a mode of conveyance. You got the right to transport your personal property. I was reading a case. This Migo got caught with tons of marijuana in the car. Excuse me. Man, and they pulled him over, took him down. Man, anyway, long story short, he didn't have no license. He didn't have no registration. He didn't have none of that. So what happened was it got threw out because the high court said that they didn't have no jurisdiction on him. He didn't have a license. Nothing that bound him to the transportation code. And by the way, the personal property, the marijuana, is his personal property. That's what it's considered that because he wasn't engaged. They don't have him on no tap going to meet nobody. You feel me? Don't have no money tied with him, a transaction. It's all his. You nothing to tie with him. It's his personal property. Man, ain't that something? Ain't that so sweet? Yeah, they had no license. Now, if he would have had a license from the state, any kind of license, anything with the jurisdiction, then they would have tied that with him. They would have tied him with that. But that was the reason that he won that case. It was beautiful. Okay. So, you on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I'm going to get into this birthright this birthright thing here so we can understand. Man, Martin Luther King and them brothers were so deep. Man, we told us we brought it home. Man, we don't still don't even want to believe it. A lot of us, man, you wouldn't even be criminalized. If you were just under the Indian Native American tag, you wouldn't even be criminalized the way you criminalized. As black people, you wouldn't even be criminalized or taxed the way you have understanding that. That's deep. I'm going to take some reading out this book, Birthright, just Birthright, Truth About Your Birthright book, Resurgence Edition. And I know I got it from R.D. Bay, so the Moors at the Round Table. So I'm going to read some of this out of here because this is deep. That's understanding who we are and where we at. So that's what I want to read about our birthright. Okay? And then I'm going to go to Wikipedia. I'm going to go to Wikipedia and show you because I already got that lit up too so you can know where you at. Yeah. And I'm going to go type in, go to Google and type in so you can follow me. Type in United States of Morocco. That's all you got to do and get ready to follow along. And then you will see who you are and see what's going on and see where you are, most importantly. See where you are, and then you will know who you are and why, the cause of your demise and why you're still down and why people want to keep you down. But you must understand so you can rise. So follow me. If you're following me, Google United States of Morocco, and then they're going to have a state government site, U.S. Relations with Morocco, United Department of the State, probably want to read that. They'll have a Wikipedia. Morocco, United States relations, you know, you want to read that stuff. You want to read the Wikipedia about a Moroccan-American Treaty of Friendship. You want to read that. You want to read the history of the U.S. and Morocco from the embassy part. Okay, you want to read about the U.S. mission to Morocco. Anything about the U.S. and Morocco, you want to read and understand and get a key and get an understanding. You'd be like, now check this out. So we'll go to this book. Maghrib al-Aqsa is Moorish Latin and means Morocco, the most extreme and farthest west. And so we now call the Americas the far western hemisphere. In the AM, ancient Moorish, before the Europeans changed the Mapa Mundi, the maps, the true far east follows the 189 degrees longitudinal line, which is the geographical maxim of far east, as scientifically possible, culminating in the sign of Virgo. You hear that? Before the Europeans changed the Mapa Mundi, the maps, the true Far East follows the 189 degrees longitudinal line, which is the geographical maxim of Far East as scientifically possible, culminating in the sign of Virgo. So Far East would cut off, because you guys can't see this map. So if you put the longitudinal line, 189 degrees, okay, it would take all the Canada would be in here. Alaska would be in there. North America would be in there. Mexico would be in there. But Central America would be in the Far East. The islands, the Bahamas, all that, South America, Central America, South America, the Bahamas, the bottom part of Florida would be in what they call the Far East. The true Far East, according to the meridian line, all those in the sign of Virgo. So this will be called Northwest Amexum or Africa over here. Okay, so just so y'all can get an understanding because y'all not looking at the map that I'm looking at inside the literature that I'm reading. All right, and like I said, I don't take credit for nothing. You know, I like to learn and study, and I study with a lot of different, from a lot of different angles and a lot of different perspectives. And I like to read stuff from Brother Tosh Tulley Bay and the Moors Order the Round Table and RV Bay Publications. I like their studies and their teachings and their disciplines. So I go through there and get a lot of books and try to order a lot of books for the people that I deal with. They still sleep to get them the booklets because they're at a good price. So if you go to RV Bay Publications, you can get those books, the pamphlets, and they're real potent. So we started one here. It says the preface. And this is about truth about your birthrights.
I need my water.
Y'all all right out there? We hope y'all good. Hope y'all getting some news y'all can use. We're going over birthrights so you can see. So as another thing that you at home. So many people that told you at home. You keep saying you got Indian in you, but you know this, if you do got Indian in you, that's in your ancestry, because India, you're not in India. But even the people that call Indians here, they might be have birthrights here, but came here, but that they're not the originals. They are ancestors, they are cousins and families and all that, but it's some people that broke the concrete, paved the way, you know, paved the way for civilization over here. And then they, but their brothers, the rest of our brothers came after that. Okay, preface. Unique and corruptive to the human drama and pertinent to civilization itself is the crude and imposing paradox of human debasement and social degeneration caused by and maintained within the artificially created dehumanization culture rooted in North America. Dehumanization, you got to taking off our clothes, bands to make her dance. If you take off the woman clothes and turn her into nothing, civilization doomed. She's the first civilizer. She. As soon as you put that seed in there, and that seed catch, she grab onto your that seed, man, start fertilizing. Man, all DNA, it's all computer points are going in. Everything that's programmed into her, already in her, and that you putting in her, is going in there. Yeah, so if you debasing her, then we doomed. So you see where the children coming out and just stand in darkness. So again, it says unique and corrupted to the human drama and protrusive to civilization itself is the crude and imposing paradox of human debasement and social degeneration caused by and maintained within the artificially created dehumanization culture rooted in North America. This morally depraved cover culture has arisen in and the forced European colonization and slave-oriented social, economic institutions and structure. It's a well-oiled machine. It has propped up and supported forced slavery in North America and has advanced usurpation in the Western Hemisphere. And so, for those who sincerely desire to apply resolutions to this lingering social contamination, which occurring on the Earth planet, the truth about vital sociology and relative subject matter should be reviewed. When there is a lingering problem that needs solving, there has always been intelligent methodologies known to address that particular problem, issue, or issues. Let us first take time to present one of the most basic and universally known principles used and in need of application concerning problem solving and the disseminating of information to the unknowing populace, especially those who are or may be negatively affected by such problems. The principle which we shall address is called logistics. And see, when I read, I'll be having to take my put my points on there in logistics, right? Logistics is derived from the old Moorish Latin word logica, which is recognized as logic. Logic means the science of reasoning, of proof, of inference, the ability of reasoning, and a system of arrangement for individuals, and a system of arrangements for individual analysis of the unit parts of a whole for the purpose of deriving at or arriving to a clearer understanding of that whole. In other words, logistics is the supreme use of the high science known as common sense. We will now review some of the vital points of issue concerning the socially retarding injuries as imposed upon the descendants of the natural people, having been subjected to the European dehumanization psychology, which has been unique to North American subjugation culture. Man, I can tell you this culture not yours has been sold to us. We've been sold to the highest buyer. Yeah, we on stage still. We still on the road, the rural stage of slavery being sold. We just dressed up now. Just like they had to dress up and take off the white sheets and just couldn't ride around lynching like that. They had to polish it up, you know, with judges and politicians and through a civil code. Because if slavery was abolished, according to the 13th Amendment, slavery was abolished except for the punishment of crime. Well, who was the number one people in slavery here, they say? The black people? Well, who's the number one people that got committed for a crime so they could be in involuntary or slavery? According to the 13th Amendment, who the number one people in the prison? Blacks, okay? Blacks, Latinos, people of color, okay. So that's there it go. There's your proof. It ain't hard to find. Slavery, open slavery right there in our face, a more perfect union. That's what they created, all 50 states, pushing it. Okay. There is, with qualification, only one race occupying the planet called Earth. That race is the human race. That's why my national ID don't have y'all say black or white. Well, the white folks got it, too. If you got white on there, black, white, check this box. What race are you, black or white? There's only one race, the human race. Okay. Within and among the human race, there are many extended families, which are universally known as nations and nationalities. Did you hear that? They're universally known as nations and nationalities. Okay. So that's how you gotta go read and study. And like I said, you still got to tap into your computer, United States of Morocco, but we'll go tap into that next. These distinctions of the human family have pedigree histories, which are generally defined by geographical landmass, common bloodlines, common and relative social political experiences, cultures and developments, etc. Nations and the member / citizens of any particular nation has a known national standard, flag, and documented civilization covenants or written social law constitutions that mark the nation's laws and cultures. This universal truth prefaces and supports one's indigenous status and indicates one's heritage and rights to the land in which one is politically and socially born. These truths also relate to inheritance and to those proofs and instances which show whether or not one has confirmed and specific allegiance to the names or nation so represented. In a word, being who and what one's cognomen, last name, represents, as well as to whether or not it matches one's claimed identity. Okay. That made me just think about something. Oh, dear. Nationality is derived from nativity. Now, this is what I want y'all to pay attention now, okay, from nativity. Nativity is derived from the word natal, which is derived from the old Moorish Latin natalis, and from natsi, the past particle of natus, meaning to be born. Natal also implies nurturing, as in natal care. Or prenatal care, as that involving a child and or an unborn child. From the moment the natural child is born and cuts from the umbilical cord, it begins its navigation on the earth plane. The navel, physically located at the center of the stomach, solar plexus, is the universal birthmark, which is common to all living mammals. And your presence on the earth plane is divine. Nav L equals navigation of L. So nav L, navigation of L. The word El is derived from the ancient Hebrew word Elo, meaning God. The word navigation relates to charting a course, to travel, and is often associated with the waters, as in the navigation of the seven seas. Navigation is also symbolic of the seven stages of life, from zygote, ovum, to formed human beings, while moving, developing, and evolving within the waters of the womb. It also relates to the parting of the waters of the womb, which occurs immediately before natural birth. Either way, the navel, is the connecting point where one is brought into physical life on the earth plane, connected through the womb of one's natural mother. The navel is thus the point where one is cut from one's natural mother to continue one's navigation in and on the earth. Okay, now we're going to speak on other inalienable rights. Some people say inalienable. I say inalienable. Sometimes I say in both ways, so it's interchangeable, and just bear with me. Inalienable rights emanate from and are manifested at birth. Such rights are divine in character and common to the living, breathing species called man. Governments are erected and formed to secure and to protect those pre-existing birthrights. Inalienable rights are those rights which are not transferable to another and are not alienable. Birthrights arise from this origin and point in life and not from governments. To preserve and to protect these inalienable rights, governments are formed. Thus, from civilized nations come national and international laws which address these matters. This applies to all of us who are a part of civilization as we move upon the waters of the earth, traveling and multiplying. Of history, reconstruction, and North America. Now, this is deep. Throughout time and primal to civilization, records and documents have been created or constructed that affirms universal principles of right, law, of justice, and of natural inalienable rights. In these modern days, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, is one of those impacting international documents. The Declaration of the Rights of the Child, 1959, is another international document of laws, which are presented to humanity to acknowledge and to preserve those inalienable rights. As an example, see Principle 3 of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. Get with it, y'all. So let's get it for a minute. So you got one form you could pick up is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948. So you need to get that. You need to get the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948. You need to get you a copy. Okay? Now, the next, you need to get you the copy of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child from 1959. Okay? Okay? So now, of three, they better get into some. The child shall be entitled from his birth to a name and a nationality. That's in the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. Does it not make for an interesting social study to note that such universally known international laws and social political remedies are not a part of the so-called civil rights leaders and the people's speeches or political activity agendas? The families of nations, United Nations and General Assembly have already addressed these negative social injury facts, having recognized these as universal and inalienable rights. They have also recognized the social, political, and thus of the social and economic damages done to both individuals and groups of natural peoples in society as a whole, as well as within specific colonized nations. And so these law principles are directed toward the greater world community. Let me get my glasses, y'all. Let me get my glasses. Your boy, eyes. Woo. Let me turn this up. Turn this light up. I'm trying to play it up, of course, faking like I'm still in my prime youth, man. They're getting dim, but the light inside ain't getting dim. All right. The rural body politic, and particularly those in the United States of America, North, are obligated and totally aware of the lawful facts that no government agency, no association, no organization, no corporation, no municipality, no city, no town, etc., possesses, nor did they ever lawfully possess the authority, the right, or the jurisdictional power to interfere with, to alter, to deny, to deprive, or to usurp any natural person or people of their rights to their own free national names and nationality. Y'all listening? Note that the law principle exposes that the right to a name and nationality is a birthright, and that any act on the part of any government to the contrary is in violation of these laws and principles. So they called you Negro. They called you Black. Man, my mom's birth certificate, her parents on there, are all Negroes. So that's where my mom was born, a Negro. But my birth certificate, I was born Black. Well, how am I born Black and I was born to Negro parents? See the difference coming down? Okay. It says, social, political, economic rights and liberties, etc., are associated with one's birthrights. Throughout the Declaration of Rights, the document, it enforces that the mother, as supported in nature, has the first right to decide what is best for the child. Some of the clauses in the Human Rights Declaration are repeated in the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. Note that these are rights and are not mere granted privileges. These declarations are firm and lawful affirmations, acknowledgments, and are recognition documents of intent. The enforcement of these principles is both incumbent upon the government and the citizens. These international declarations have been and are forwarded to all honorable and legitimate governments, and particularly to address such persons and nations suffering under occupation and or colonization. And this enforcement was also directed toward and in support of the natural person and peoples who suffer from the politically created artificial corporate person or man of straw entities. These fictions have been created by colonial name brandings and used in equity, admiralty, and maritime law to steal the natural person's birthright through the use of fraudulent and colorable adhesion contracts and surety bonding bondage. Listen, y'all. Okay, listen. That birth certificate, so say travel with it. If you ever get pulled over, they want to take you down. They take you down. Man, they get at you. Surrender that to the courts. Throw it over into the well. Call to the judge. You want a special appearance bond. Your own reconnaissance bond. Yeah, give them the bond. Travel with them. You already had to travel with you. You got authenticated even better. Here you go. Release the person. Yeah, there you go. Surrender. I surrender the property. The property amidst accept the charges, right? Here, accept the charges. Here go the property, which is the birth certificate. That's the person they really want. And let the property go, which is you. And that's y'all better get with it. A bond and bondage. Let's see how much time we're all in. Okay. So that's how it goes. So we'll give you this a little bit more. A bond and bondage. In these contemporary times, most natural persons, being the descendants of the Moors, who were branded as blacks, Negroes, colored folks, etc., have a knowledge-limited view of what has been loosely called slavery as maintained in North America, yet they loosely called it slavery. Y'all just don't know. There has been and still is much institutionalized suffering, mental injury, and toxic, lingering social political effects related to that demo system. The modern-day descendants of those demo, same demo European usurpers, now dominate and administrate over the political departments of government, negatively control the educational institutions, and covetously control and maintain the monopoly over the major industries. Listen, take your time. Go to RV Bay Publication and get y'all some books and pamphlets. They got a bunch of little pamphlets. And this little pamphlet is 40 pages, 48 pages. Man, potent and powerful definition. I'll break down all kinds of stuff, and all with a code. You know, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That's the international stuff. You can pick that stuff up. Right? Pick that stuff up, start learning it and incorporating it into your life. And you can, the Declaration of the Rights of the Child, 1959, incorporate it into your life. So you can live better and do better. Hold other people accountable so they won't molest you and trample over you. So that's what this is about, man. This is about us. We got to come together. That's the whole thing about it, about coming together. Just start at home. Just start at home when I say come together. Forget everybody else. Even everybody, whoever ain't on it and with it, just start at home, right in your own house. You, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever, y'all starting the children. And y'all just start to get tight-knit, start teaching the children, giving them pamphlets and books to read, start educating them so they can be the builders for you, so they can interpret, because they interpret it with new mind, wave frequencies going through their brains right now in a younger age. So, yeah, you want to enlighten them, put that fire and zeal in them to learn who they are and bring well around them off with different sciences and disciplines and principles, you know. So, yeah, that's what we want to do. And then they could come up more sharper than us. And then we have all the people in the industries and the sciences and the fields that we need them in, because we starting at home with them. And then you do it, and then you be example to your cousins and them, and your nieces and nephews and people in there watching you. And then everybody will start getting on board. And slowly but surely, then you have a nation built. You'll be recognized as a nation by the other nations, the United States included. You see, you and your family, and it extends to the other families. Then your next thing, you know, five people didn't mess with you over the life now doing this process, and they recognize as a nation too. And this, you started this process 10 years ago, and now your whole family is recognized as a nation and got land and stuff and doing better and got better. So see, it's a process, not overnight. And now you look back and you got two people that you know, they got their process started and they doing a little better, and they starting to go through their recognition process. Yeah. You know, next thing you know, we all back to the civilized tribes again. We back here on our land. We doing business. And, you know, the prophet said, listen, you treat the European right when you get on top. He said, that's your fellow man. He said, listen, it's going to keep doing long. Because if I stock you, you stock me. You know, one tit for tat. You can't do that. You can't do that. We're civilizers. The world is in darkness because we've been in darkness. When we get on top, you got to civilize. You can't treat people wrong. That's why you got to civilize them. When the Europeans pull you over, when the police officers, the policy enforcers pull you over, that's their duty. They don't know who you are behind there yet. So you got to prepare them and tell them. You got to do it in a civil way. You got to do it in an honorable way. You can't be dishonorable. You got to understand contracts. You got to do it in an honorable way. You got to be diplomatic, understanding the immunities and stuff, who what governs the affairs that you're under. Yeah, so you got to know how to deal with them in that way. And then tell them to have a nice day. And then you would make it better for somebody to come behind you instead of making it worse for the ones who come behind you because they itch in the pool. You feel me? Y'all forcing them. Some people just wild out there. I see some people get rough with them, and they let them drive off. Yeah, but, man, it's just crazy. So, yeah, y'all be safe out there. Don't forget to tap into, check us out at Instagram, the Legal Empowerment Group. We got do-it-yourself kits and stuff on there. Man, listen, you go on in, get some information on the credit repair and find a little secrets real quick that they doing on the credit repair and business formation. We got packages on that on there. And also you can check us out on LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. You can leave your information and check out what we offer, what kind of services we offer for business packages, forming your business and stuff like that. And, check us out there. And for donations for what our nonprofit, our 501c3, we do send receipts. It is total 100% tax deductible. So help us out there with that so we can get to the hoods near you and pass out food, clothing, whatever we could get from donations and stuff. Like I said, we go to the corporate to get a donation. Cash donations are welcome and accepted as well. Credit cards, everything processed through there. So that's that health, the word like health, like healthcare, H/E/A/L/T/H.info. Got to put the word to each letter with the hyphenated between it, hyphenated right between each one. All right, health.info for the donations. For this tokens, NFT tokens, we got the S Gala and we got the Super Coin. Go check us out at supernaturalgalleries.com. Yeah, we got a lot going on. And check out Miss, if you need some feminine hygiene products, go check out Tay Bay at Miss Tay Bay at queenkitty.net, queenkitty.net, and at queenkitty at Instagram. Listen, just want to thank y'all for sliding through like you always do. Know that you're at home. Know that you're not, you're definitely at home, not afar. And, yeah, I want to thank all the people just to be listening in. And let me get to my studio, man. Let me get to my studio. China and Canada and the Netherlands and Denmark. And, of course, at home in the U.S., I just want to thank all y'all for tuning in. I really do. And Peru, I want to thank Peru for coming in. Malaysia, I appreciate y'all, Malaysia. Yeah, tell some more people to come in. And I start tapping in. Let's see who else in this island right here. Yeah, Malaysia and also United Kingdom. And, yes, the United Kingdom. So I want to thank y'all for sliding through. So, again, you're on the Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey on the morning drip. We're going to start having the call-in day. We're going to get to that so y'all can start having questions and stuff. And hit us at those other forums. Tap into us at those other forums if you've got any information from anything you hear in the archive or one of the shows. Again, thank y'all for coming. Peace and love, and come back again soon. Oh.